Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about essential Python libraries for large language models in 2025. Let's dive in.
I'm excited. So, what are the top libraries we should know about?
Well, the article highlights 10 key players. First off, Hugging Face Transformers. It's the go-to for pre-trained models and fine-tuning. Think BERT, T5, Falcon, Llama, all readily available.
So like a massive library of ready-to-use models? That's amazing.
Exactly. Then there's LangChain. Not just a library, but a whole framework. It's perfect for building LLM-powered apps, chatbots, you name it. It helps chain prompts, manage memory, connect to external data. Super powerful.
Okay, so Hugging Face for models, LangChain for building applications. Got it. What else?
Spacy is a must-know for robust NLP. Tokenization, NER, dependency parsing, it handles it all. Plus, it integrates transformer-based models and supports tons of languages. I see. Interesting.
Industrial strength, huh? Sounds impressive. What about something for more fundamental NLP tasks?
NLTK. A classic. It's been the cornerstone of linguistic analysis for ages. Stemming lemmatization, corpus analysis, NLTK is your toolkit. Though in a world dominated by neural networks, it might feel a tad vintage.
Vintage can be good, right? Reliable at least. Now what if I need to work with sentence embeddings?
Sentence transformers. It leverages Hugging Face's models to generate sentence embeddings. Think semantic search, clustering, similarity tasks. Very efficient.
Ah, so it builds on the Hugging Face ecosystem. Smart.
Precisely. Now for something lightweight and scalable, there's FastText. Developed by Meta, it's excellent for word embeddings and text classification. It's even optimized for mobile deployment. Got it.
Mobile deployment. That's crucial these days. What about topic modeling?
Gensim. It's practically synonymous with topic modeling. Word2Vec, LDA, Gensim excels at handling massive text datasets.
Massive datasets, you say? I might need that. Anything else?
Stanza, from Stanford. Great for NER and POS tagging. Uses deep learning for accuracy. And it integrates well with Spacy and Hugging Face. Plus, we've got TextBlob, beginner-friendly, built on NLTK. Perfect for sentiment analysis and quick prototyping.
So, Stanza for deep learning-based NLP, TextBlob for ease of use. Makes sense?
Lastly, Polyglot. If you need multi-language support, this is your library. Tokenization, NER, sentiment analysis across a huge range of languages.
Wow, that's a lot to take in, but it sounds like we've got a library for every NLP need.
Absolutely. From pre-trained models to multilingual support, the Python ecosystem for LLMs is thriving. These 10 libraries are a great starting point for anyone venturing into the exciting world of language processing. And with that, we've covered the key libraries mentioned in the article. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.